I look Asian, but then at the same time, well, are you Puerto Rican? Are you some kind of Spanish or mixed? And so that also, you know, maybe at during the time of like growing up, like people would think that, oh, does he speak English? But then when they heard me speak English, oh, no, like, so it was like, it was like a mystery, a mystique of like, what are you? But then when you start talking, oh, you know about what's going on. You know about culture, you know about music and stuff like that. So it definitely, you know, made me who I am today or helped me along the way. And then when I got to Thailand, I was just like, when I first came to Thailand in 96, I was like an alien. You know, people were looking at me like I was crazy because the way that I dressed, the way that I talked, and hip-hop was so foreign to them at that time. And when I kind of like brought the style over, you know, it was an anomaly, and people were just like gravitated towards it. And then my Thai at that time was like non-existent. I understood it. I couldn't speak it so well, but being here for the first 2.5 years when I first came in 96, you know, I started to get into the industry and started to learn to speak Thai. But then I also felt like this wasn't my place because English was my first language. Second was, I wasn't really too familiar with the customs of Thailand and dealing with Thai people. And so in 98, my first time being in Thailand was from 96 to 98. I went back to New York to get my GED and then attend acting classes. So I felt like at a time I was unaccepted by the Thai people and I just needed to go back home. And when I got back home, I started making music and getting into acting, which then would later bring me back to Thailand.